start to play the violin?
Oh my, that's what you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know how old I was?
Yeah.
3 and a half.
Really?
Well, why? Because you heard your father teaching. Is that an all
the
students?
No, you know, the way I was discovered.
Yes.
We had in Vienna, you know, my father had a school, you know, music school. I know that. Voice, piano, and violin, you know? And we had those big stoves where you heat with coal, you know, wood, and it was very big. But I don't know, I must have been interested, you know, because I was always hidden, you know, tiny as I was. Did you see that picture with the three of us? So very.
Oh, yes,
yes,
yes, yes.
Yeah.
That was at that time, you know. And we were called, you know, it was at three, we were a trio, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway, I was hidden there, you know, and then sometimes when I heard the note that wasn't, I would say, false, you know. So that's how my father got, you know, got aware of the something. And I said, how would you say it's correct, you know, this thing? So he said, come on, show it on the piano, you know. I would with one finger show him exactly what I'm very proud, you know, because I exactly said, and they started to laugh. They didn't take me very serious. I remember that all very clearly, you know. And then my father said, well, it's enough now, I remember all this, you know. I said, no, I want to hear more. So, you know, he got more interested, and back I went my
stove.
And that happened quite a while. I would, before somebody would come, I would already go and hide him. So of course that let, you know, that they know there's something going on. Then they started with further things that I didn't like because they made me turn. You know, certain things you remember like yesterday when you were a child. And then they put the notes, what is this? I said, F. What is this? C. And I was always right, you know. And that's how it started. But my father took me, he wanted me to learn violin. I was interested only in the piano, not in the
violin. Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yes. I wanted to learn piano. He said, no, you have much too much talent for that. Can you imagine? But I wanted the piano. So we had a little argument, you know. But what was very funny, of course, I started to learn, but a child that doesn't know how to read, yeah, how to sing, I had trouble to learn the notes, you know. My father would say C, and I said, no, this is G, and I was wrong all the time, you know. So he had trouble with my learning the notes. But at the end I did, and I remember also, I was 5 years when I played the first concert, you know, that was a wonder, it was wonderful. I played in Carlsbad, Marienbad, you know, this fashion and cure.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I played, first thing I played was the Zigeunerweise, you know, by Sarasate.
At 5?
At 5 years old, you
how
played
did
this
you learn
piece?
It, though? If you couldn't read the note, you just
yes,
learned it by ear.
Yes, I could already, and then guessing I was very shrewd, you know.
You did this all on your own?
In Europe?
Yeah.
No, but
with
I mean
my father.
Oh, with your father.
But did your father play it for you and then you copied or what?
Not even.
Well, then how did you learn what the notes were? I mean,
your father played on the piano, is that it? Or,
No. I did play something on the violin, you know. But I did on my own. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But your father was a violinist.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then wonderful staccato.
Uh-huh.
And then, which 80 years he would play the dance.
Well, who did he study violin with?
Green.
Oh, Green.
Green,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the name that's mentioned.
Green, Yorkin, you know.
That's the G-R-U-N.
G-R-U-N,
is it? Green?
Because I still played in front of him once when he was quite old and I
mm-hmm.
was 6 or 7.
Yes,
so
uh-huh.
I played in front of him.
But that name is spelled G-R-U-N, right?
Yes, he was a teacher of flesh, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Wonderful teacher. He was a teacher of the woman that I studied after my father was still.
So that was Rosen.
Was a Hochman.
Hochman, yes. Uh-huh.
Wonderful musician, and she was a wonderful, you know, she still played in before Brahms and Bach, and wonderful. She married too soon, very rich always, you know, she stopped. But I learned a lot from her, very, very much. She had the most perfect bow arm and tone quality that I've ever heard. Wonderful. But she, you know, she went to some, I told you, she had a child with Schnabel. That was an affair, yeah. Very interesting, really. She played.
So then when did you go to Sefcik?
To Sefcik I went actually when I got into the master school, you see. That's why I didn't, I was...
So, then how...
I was, how do you call it, you know, I didn't have to go to all the other, unfortunately.
You're speaking now of the conservatory.
Yeah, I went to the master school when I was 8 years old.
And this was the Vienna Conservatory?
Vienna Conservatory.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think I didn't tell you that was... the interesting thing when I played the Soreka.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were much younger than the stipulated age that you had to be to get in, but they allowed you to come.
You were how old? Also in the Gewandhaus, I was the only wonder child but I was allowed to.
Uh-huh. But what age were you when you went to Vienna, the Vienna Conservatory?
8
years old.
Uh-huh. And you didn't have to take any of the subjects, any theory.
No.
So then you studied with Sefcik at 8 years old.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, and then I was quite a few number of years with him, you know.
Yeah, so how
then
long?
I went to Pisek, to where he was in the summer, you know, was his, and I went there. And actually, I think I had very good schooling, because I had, you know, the Green School, Green Joachim School,
Sefcik, yes. Uh-huh.
Who was unique in technique.
Yeah. Know? Well, Grun was a pupil of Joachim, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think my father was also a good teacher.
So you were actually with Sefcik for several years then?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I always came back to him, but he was funny, you know. I mean, music, he was not musical really. He never did, but wise enough. When I came, you know, to play to the second movement, then he never forget, you know, went through his beard. That you don't need to play with me, that you know. Oh, so me had a beard. That you don't have to play with me. I didn't want to play because I knew there was nothing. There was Rosa Hoffmann who had that.
Uh-huh. So he was more concerned with the technique.
We had to know the most difficult scale backwards, you know. Then it didn't mean anything to you, uh-huh, to make that very difficult.
Did he demand certain fingerings that you had to use, certain methods?
Yes, he gave you, but then he said, well, he was very, very free in this. You can try another one if that suits, uh-huh, you better, but I think you would use this, and he,
yes,
was right.
Because he had in print a very big method of playing the violin, the Sefcik method of playing. Did he?
Yes.
Had that been written at the time that you, or did that come later?
That about his, no.
No, his, the
you
published
know,
method of
I
his.
Who was, I mean, really not musical, but he was a great success in that time. You know who really gave him the very big name was Kubelik.
He was also an exponent.
By Sefcik.
Sefcik, uh-huh.
And I heard him, I remember Musikfans and my shoe was hurting me. No, that you certainly think, you know. And technically, he was fantastic. But such a cold tone you never heard in your life. I mean, today they would throw tomatoes at him. Such a cold, but fluent.
Really?
I mean, you know, everything. Yeah. A tone and this. Really. And he made the tremendous, because there was nobody else.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the flag. Princess or something. Yeah. He was. So I was a little child when he was quite a man. But I think he gave him the first name. And then he had a very big, you know, we went to Pisek, in Czechoslovakia, where he lived.
Yes.
You see?
Uh-huh.
And he had, we were a big group of pupils, you know.
Uh-huh.
Americans, Latin Americans, South America.
Do you remember any of the American people that were there at the time?
Oh yeah, I have even pictures, you know, but nobody was...
Yet you would...
Kochanski was...
Oh, he was, yeah, also.
Then some, you know...
Was Spalding ever around at that time with Sevcik? I don't think so, no.
Not that I know. But there were a Russian name, and at this moment I don't know, but sometimes I'm able to tell you, very, very gifted, you know.
Yeah.
Some were very gifted. So we all had a wonderful time. First of all, we were stealing the cookies in the passage. Well, good, nice times. Stealing, obviously, half of what we had eaten. You know, we were all very young, you know.
Yes. Well, did he have the people, the various pupils that he was teaching, play for each other in classes?
Oh,
or
yeah. You know, I also, I mean, who would have the courage really to do? He knew I wasn't practicing, but you know, one was betraying the other one.
Yes.
What street you were walking, Bill, you heard nothing but the scales and crying out the fingers. You couldn't remember, you know. So I didn't like to practice, of course, not at all. And I was a flirt already with 13 years. That's where I really met my late brother-in-law, you know, from San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was also studying there. I knew him before my sister knew him, you know? Yeah, that was really quite interesting. But there, I tell you what came out, that I was hardly practicing, and he heard that. He came, that was typical. So he came, checked the video that, and he had in his hands the Earl König, the king, you know?
The Earl King, yes.
And we had about every week meetings, and one played, the other one played. You are going to play the Earl King today in 2 weeks, by heart. And it better be good, is what he said to me. I said, in 2 weeks, I don't even know the piece. He said, it doesn't matter, but it'll give you a little time to practice. Because he knew I was hiding, I was walking around. Heidi was there. We were having a wonderful time. You know? Well, and then I was getting very nervous. I got the music and I said, my God, I can never play that in 2 weeks because it's so difficult to get da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da in the octave. Then right what I was going to do, when I really practiced it, that means I practiced 3 hours in the morning. That was very much, you know, the others were practicing 8 hours. You know. But I couldn't do that. All right, I would come back in the afternoon. Already I knew by heart, but I didn't know yet all the things. Well, the day came. I was really very excited and very nervous, you know. So now came my others play them. Now we will hear the Earl King. You know the Earl King. And I must say, maybe I did the best job in my life, you know, for this thing. Everything came out. I mean, I'm sure a second time I would not have been able to do that. But I knew I had to come soon because he was very angry with me. I wasn't. And so then he put it away. Now you can study something else.
That's all?
I said, yeah, that's all he said, but I knew what he meant. You know, he was very proud that I did that. I did play it in public quite often, you know.
Yeah.
I think I played it also in New York once, you know. But I like to play once and no more. Like, I, for instance, I played the poem. The poem, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, but I played it in, didn't ask for it in Russia, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I played it in, it was so sentimental, you know, I don't know, I didn't like it. You see, I had my sympathy and antipathy already as a youngster, you know? But when I liked, I was crazy about the Chaco. That was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. And you played that when you were very young, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I loved it.